Shir Lamed Ches and Nida Menos Kusim Yerodea Chok Tes Tammuz Etav Shem Mem Bei July 20, 1982 on Tuesday.
Dach Mem Ale Mishoro B'Hagoyes Etav Fu Hatzoris V'Nismar Tu Halvobis Hoshu Shemo Yehudu Yitiz Bi'isa Kores Shemo Tiru Yisho Bimei Nidoso Shishi Yomi Bi'yehakir Damtea U'bishvi Shemo Tira Damtome Yusuro Yitiz Bi'ishmi. In other words, because Midin HaTorah so which only five Mares are given. In other words, the Mare of the Makose, bright red, or the mare of the crocus leaves strength. Earthy water, I mean the Mishneh, Gaputes, or black as ink, or diluted wine, five marks. Damakose, Kalku, Miniadomo, Yarinamozu, and Shochatidio. These five marks. But suppose it has a reddish tinge, but it's very faintly red. It's not the red of diluted wine, or the red of crocus plant, or the red of damakos. So, or it has a blackish tinge. It's not black as a raven, or as pure. So then it's not homogenized. So he says the reason is why. The reason is why they were misaki, Rebbe was misaki. These alochets, Shemo Yobreu Mites Bisakots, Shemo Tire Yishe Benidoso Shisha Yomi, Vihakir Damtea, Uvishvi Shemo Tire Damtome Usura Mite Voroshmi. So the Pashas Aloshmi is Mashma, that the Shemo Tire Yishe Benidoso is explanatory of the clause Shemo Yobeyu Miteis Bisakores. Shemo Choshi Shemo Yobeyu Miteis Bisakores. What kind of it is? Shemo Tira Yisha Mimidoso Shishiyomi Viyaka Damteya Uvishi Shemo Tira Damtom. In other words, it's explanatory. It's explanatory of the expression Shemo Yobeyu Miteis Bisakores. Daime, what is the Torah's Bisakores? Shemotira Yisho Bimenidoso Shishiyomi Viyahakir Damteya Uvishi Shemotira Damtome Usvuro Lipio Gureshmi Utsri Chorei Chiro Yom Hechmiro Litame Komare Dam Ode. So the question is, so over the portion raised the question, so because of that, because of the possibility Shemotira Damtome Usvuro Lipio Shemo Tiri Shemidoso Shishiyomi Viyato Damteya Uvishvi Shemo Tire Damtome. So because of that, the Yomitame Komare Damode. Komare Damode. So how will that solve that problem? How will that solve that problem? In other words, if we are afraid that women might not be knowledgeable, and they might make a mistake. They'll confuse one mare with another mare. In other words, they're not knowledgeable in identifying colors. So maybe there is a possibility. There is a possibility that a woman, let's say, will see a faint red for 6 days, let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She 6 days, it will be a marathon actually. But she'll think that it's a marathon. And then, so the seventh day, and Shabbos will really be Damakos. But she will not know. She'll think that the Nidus started on Sunday. So Mitzvah Shabbos She'll go and feel it. Maybe gonna be sakoles. That's the problem. So because of that, Yechmiro Mitami Komar Adamadim. So how will that solve the problem? It will not solve the problem. We do not solve the problem. Because, so in other words, so she'll have to count even when she sees Dan that is just a reddish image, not real red, not like Yad Mosul, not like Yuna Adomo, not like Damakos. But she'll still be Yechshun Yisakores. She'll still be Yechshun Yisakores. So that's the difficulty. So because of that, now look in the Prisha. Look in the Prisha. The Prisha says, I'm the Yosef, Os Tes Zayin. I'm the Yosef, Shekosa, Dibre Rabbeinu Kimu Vodim, Vein Mivori, Shami Yosef, Shekimu Kodam, Muyot Yichshosh Yesu, Elo Bamay Shehitzchuk Olenche Zayin Kim. We became saved. In other words, the women became insane as a result of the takone that no matter when she sees that and how many times she sees that, so she has to count Zayiki. So then she was, as a result of that takone, she was able to stand on same ground, but not as a result of the takone that every reddish tinge should be mitame. They didn't establish same grounds for her. On the contrary, that by itself might even complicate the situation. Because if there was a possibility that while the halacha was only bright red, you have to count on it. But if faint red, not, still it was possible. Because many women are a little colorblind. I mean, not exactly colorblind, but they're not so knowledgeable in identifying colors, ala chaskamu lechamo, once the chachomim are misaki, that any reddish tinge is coming. So she'll certainly be disposed towards the notion that any reddish tinge means she's an idol in Reinze. They're not such a Londonier, I mean, to know this is only Rabbon. Anyway, it certainly did not establish the same grounds for her, that according. So that's why the Rabbi Yosef says, the Dibur Rabbeinu Kemobobi. So then he says, El Bameh, Shepun Shalibose, Shepipu Kodam, Muyotsu Mirshoshetu, El Bameh, Shepipu Kodam, 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 Shepipu Kodam. In other words, he just puts in an extra word. An extra word. In other words, what is the text read here? Misharoba ha-goyes, mitokva ha-tzores, v'nismatu ha-vodeis, choshishu shemo yidu liki yisa kores, shemo tirei shemo yidu sa. So there is no word. If we are not there as a word, so the expression shemo tirei shemo yidu sa shishiyomi is explanatory of the expression Shemo Yobeinu Litei Bisakores. What kind of it is? The Haide Shemo Tire. So he says, no, we have to put it in vote. Choshu Shemo Yobeinu Litei Bisakores, Vei Shemo Tire Yishat Mito. So there is an extra vote. Vei Shemo Tire. In other words, if we are not dealing with vote, so it's not two possibilities of mistake, two possible mistakes. Just one possible mistake. So then it doesn't make sense. So how does the takone, that every tinge of red and black should be tome, solve the problem, establish same ground for the women? There is still a possibility of mistake, even more. But there are two kinds of mistakes that a woman can make. One is Shemo Yobeinu Litei Bisakores. Another mistake, she will be mixed up with the colors. Shemo Tirei Shemim Yosa Shisha Yomi, V'yahakir Damteya, U'vishvini Shemo Tirei Damtam. So let's see So he said, the priest. So he said, Lani Laiti Lahia Bo, Vishemo Tire, Vimoke, Shemo, Utre Hoshish, Shemo Yahu, Dantoe, Vitantoea, Vizesha Kosha Fabeu, Hoshu, Shemo Yopeu, Lutei, Vizera, Kores, Vigam Hoshu, Shemo Yahu, Dantoe, Vitantoe. In other words, two possible mistakes. One mistake is Shemo Hoshu, the Hakomi Mohesish, Rebbe was Hesish, Shemo Tirish, no, Shemo Yobeyu Teis, these accords. Because until Rebbe's first account, what was our only five marks, five colors, not every reddish thing, not every reddish thing, five marks. So many a woman, when she had a keset in Mare that was really analogous to diluted wine, but not being so alert to identify exactly the shade of red, it's not so easy to identify whether it's mamish red like diluted wine or it's a little less. I mean, you have to be very alert in identifying accurately. So Rebbe was chayshish, perhaps less. Maybe a woman, when she'll hear a matter that is analogous, that objectively to Abishmael is Gali, it is analogous to the Yari Mosul. But you don't think, no, that's not Yari Mosul, that looks like orange. It's not really Yari Mosul. So in other words, it's a little red, but it's not the real red. And objectively speaking, for Abishmael is Galeh, that it's real red. So then, she'll both be even in Zakoris. That's one Choshe that Rebbe had. Another Choshe is, in the other way, that many women, you see some women, you know, have a disposition to talk schools, and some women, who have more Yer Shamayim, so on the contrary, they're making mistakes the other way, when they'll see, let's say, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or 6 days, they'll see just the reddish tinge. They'll assume, no, that's real red. And then, on Shabbos, it will be real red, but because of their chumres, so they'll be also with the kumeh. So again, there will be Iver Nisakos. There will again be Iver Nisakos. Sometimes, Machmasechumre, you can come with the Kure. So it's two separate Choshes. Choshes, you shall be able to disakores, and they will mistake a real red for just a reddish tinge. And they won't count. They won't count. And the other, very shemo. So he said, when you die to a dear boy, you shame of him, you shame of him. You trick shot at Hoshi, you shame of him, you don't talk to 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 him, ויסורו שחק אותו מי, ויני חשש אותי שני, that maybe she will see real red, and she will assume that it's only faintly red, and she will not be separated from the husband, because after you have me only time to call mother, that will solve that problem because of that mistake, the problem that will arise because of that possible mistake. Edik Sasak Shemi, Erhimu Shetish Zayim Kim, Aha Korea, Afu Mitina Lamach, Aha Dal, Yop, Aha Yomach Lamach. So this is what he says. I think Tamim, you should have gone over this Yosef. Then this Yosef means the same thing, except that whereas the priest puts in an extra ball, then this Yosef doesn't put in an extra ball. But what this Yosef means is, that when the Torah says Shemo Yom Yitzis Bisa Kores Shemo Tire Yishe Bilem Yidosom Shema Tfila Yisha B'Nidosa. So the expression Shema Tfila Yisha B'Nidosa Shisha Yomim is not explanatory of the expression Shema Yobeyu Ritiz B'Sakoras. But Choshesh Utuch Shoshesh Choshesh Shema Yobeyu Ritiz B'Sakoras, that's number one. Choshesh Aleph Shema Yobeyu Ritiz B'Sakoras Beis Shema Tfila Yisha B'Nidosa. So without putting in the extra verb, it means the same thing as he, an extra verb has been put in. Alright. Now we'll see what the task is. And the task, it's very strange. The whole approach is that we say, just puts in one little verb. I mean, one verb. Big verb, a little verb, a little bit. So, that's all. But the task changes around the whole order of the expressions, and the net result is the same. Alright, now let's first go over the Mechaber and the Amor, and then the Taz and the Shah. Isha Shiyotza Damim Keo Ben Beines Ben Yerotze Meir. The Roshi of the Mechaber is also Isha Sheyotza Dam in Keor. He doesn't say sometimes in Keor could be a bleeding ulcer in the uterus. So the answer is the Bes Yosef Shittin is that the Damako in the Moker itself is also in makes something. So that's why it says Isha Sheyotza Dam in Keor. It's like the Shittin Sarai. I don't know why the Rabboni in the Poskim in America, today everybody is defensive. So they are not Hitchish for the Shita of Bes Yosef. And the Taskim, I don't mean for Misha Feinstein has Misha, I mean the younger Poskim. So they are not Hitchish. They are not Hitchish for the Shita's Rishayim that the Dam Makor in the Mokel is in need of more and he's a chorus. Alright, but it's Mashma. Isha Shiyotza Dam in Keho, Ben Beines Ben Berotze, Pneyo, Vihu Shetargish Vitziyos, in other words, Midrais, he discusses it on the Reis Alef, Vihu Shetargish Vitziyos, in Miu Mi Shetargish Vih, Sheneka Min Kene, Vyotza Pneyo, Ad of Isha Yotza Lechut, Vafiru Riro Asso El Kipas Dam, in other words, what do you mean? In other words, Ad of Isha Yotza Lechut, that means the artificial Yotzer Lechutz, even though it didn't come outside her goof, but in order to become Pneyor, it must come out from the Moker, from the uterus. But even though it's retained in the vaginal canal, it doesn't come outside the goof, so she's still in it. Artificial Yotzer Lechutz, but you will ask her a deeper star with your help. Yeshe, 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 כאשר נלפוי המשפוט ומכמה עושים עם קופסה לפרוט והנחילו בין פנויו ונשואו ולניסניבו כי כל הבוא על הניבו חי כל כי מנש לסי ריבות שאני why does he have to mention it? I mean, that is so simple. I mean, why should anyone say such an absurdity that the Nisanito only applies to a married woman after a clear army? I mean, that would be a most absurd thing. So the Teres Hashomim explains it, because there is a price. Rav Meir says, Imam Boteiro Nido Mishivo, Mishirozio Mikotzbo, Om Boteiro Te Nido Shiva Yomi, Kili Shechivo Al Bayro, Kishas Nisoto Lechupo, Vim Kein Vitruyo Shonishaya Tamze, Vit Heit Meir Shivo. Because according to Rav Meir's explanation of the Din of Nido, in other words, the purpose of the Din of Nido is to eliminate boredom in the marital relationship, and that's exactly the reason as to why there is so much, you know, so many divorces in America. So then you ask the question, so how come that there are so many divorces in the Outback circles? So there is an answer to that question too, because the Sifah Hasidim says, Nia Ganyudim Afiladis Afidim Shevoel. So this is Rabbi Lachosi said it in the 13th century. So how much more true is it today? So because of the fact that in the Gentile world, who don't observe Tarsa Mishpoche. So there is so much border, so even the Adelak Jews who do observe Tarsa Mishpoche, but they try to emulate. What do you do? So in the Adelak circles too, because they are influenced. But that is the reason that Rambam says that as to why the Torah mentioned a Miser of Nido. So from the point of view of this rationale, it should follow that Miser Nido applies only to married women, but not to Torah. So that's why the divorce says it doesn't make any difference. It's not only the divorce, it's not only the divorce. The Goyen mentions a Gemara in Ksubis. A Gemara in Ksubis. Ben Chiluk. A Gemara in Chises, and then Rish Per Gimu in Ksubis, Bala Nido. We got the Inus of the Fakir. Inus of the Fakir has reference to Knuya. So the Mishnah discusses Inus of the Fakir, Nido, from the Chuyah ben HaKodesh, or from the Chuyah ben HaKodesh, says that there is common rabbi, the rabbi says there is no common rabbi. So we see that the Chiyah of Kodesh of Nido is twice the truth. So why did the boy have to mention the Mores? I mean, have to mention the Mores? The answer is because one could say that from the point of view of the rationale that Rameya mentions, it should apply to Nido. So the answer is no, this is only timing. This is only timing. But the deen is not based upon the time. That's the time in a general way. That's the reason as to why the Torah has it. But the Torah, because of this time, the Torah has it and applied it to everyone, whether she's in Israel or she's in. Alright. You call a girl a needle, how you call it? Now let's see. Ishe she yotza dam, kill. Bein beines, bein the roche. What do you mean, beines? Because the expression anus is a little strange. What does anus mean? Involuntary. So, I mean, whenever a woman has a menstrual flow, it's involuntary. Good. It's not optional with the woman. She gets a menstrual flow because she gets. So, and what does it mean, Berotzen? I mean, a woman can say, I want to get a menstrual flow, and then she'll get it. So he explains it. Beines means people shall be pizza. In other words, if it's a result of a strain of exercise, she joked a lot, so she got a menstrual flow. And Berotzen means people should be teva lishol ahmasas. Not because of a certain strenuous exercise. Aber wie sie das noch uns, ein Riefs in den Kupiches mit dem Leo, bitu, schemo, tiro, ich habe mir das, jeisch mag ihn, wenn ich schemo, who is that? Das ist der Riefs, mich im Kusch ist das Jost, wo du in Leo, dem Kino jetzt so nicht richtig bei Akemi, bin sie wohl in Lido, aber haben wir nicht mal, kenne ich schon in Tite, in den Lido Atzen, die sieben Mann der Harschle, the zivo man the chashmei, because the washing of the Tori, the washing of the Tori is shemo choshishu mishcho obo hagoyes v'tok fa'atzores v'nismo hatu ha'ubobes خوشش رو شما Dosso, they shemo tira yish. Let's say we accept the change by the priest. Shemo they shemo tira yish ad minidosa shishayom. Viyak dam teya uvishvi shemo tira dam tome usviro yitri uvishvini utzriche oin chivo yomi echmiru vitame kol mar damodei uchede shayobe mevitoles beyimimide beyimimizive. So the question is, according to the priest's chart, so why does the Torah mention show your baby victorious being the leader in the Zibe? The only chosh in the Trebbe head, the only chosh in the Trebbe head was just that there shouldn't be a mistake of. And vice versa. Dam toyer is dam toyer. Shishayom. That's the only choshe that Rebbe had. Rebbe Stakone was not based. Rebbe Stakone was not based upon the possibility that a woman might mistake the yemenida for yemenzida or vice versa. She'll think it's yemenzida. And actually it's in need of vice versa. I mean, that is not mentioned. That's the kasha of the task. But we went over yesterday, the model that's on the floor of Takonas Rebbe Besodis, inside. So we saw that there is a machlokes between kasha and basis. Ratitzes explains Takonas Rebbe Besodis, Machmas Techshoshe, maybe she.
Now, the corpse around his head of 7-11, 7-11, and certainly if a woman has a vessel, has a period every 30th day, so that's a vessel kavua. That's a vessel kavua. But according to the Rambam Shita, or the uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11, so how is it a vessel kavua? It's the first 7 days that we need. Then from the 8th till the 18th, is it? From the 19th to the 25th is Gimei, is Gimei again. From the 26th to the 36th is Gimei Zimri again. So that means if a woman has every 30th a real down, so it means she has Gimei Zimri. Because the day is so the 30th day is in Zivet. And we have so many demons that that's most women. So that's the best of what? Yeshua. So, and how could we be considered in Zivet just because according to the Cheshbon of 7-11, it's in Zivet. But the Torah calls in Zivet when it's in Doso, if a woman has a certain regularity and she sees down every 27th day or every 30th day, so that's her grace is also. How could it be more grace than every 30th day? But according to the Cheshbon of 7-11, the answer is when the Rambam says, sometimes on the 25th, sometimes on the 19th. Anyway, not regular. So then the Eitz Nidoso would be according to this pattern of 7-11, 7-11. You doubt why is it according to this pattern? Because the Rambam says that if you doubt a pain that follows immediately upon actual needs, it's abnormal for a woman to have menstrual flow. Every doctor is on that. So it's not abnormal if a woman has an initial V on the first of this. It wouldn't be pathological if she'll have another V on the 19th of this. But if she'll have on the 15th of this, then I'm here. It's abnormal. So the male seems some women can have, can some normal women can have the V every 19th day. But no normal woman will have the VA every 15th day. So because of that, in regard to the woman who is not regular, who does have the VA, who can have the period any day, so then we follow this pattern. The general pattern that applies to all women in general. In other words, because the Tavor HaMishni Sinai, but Tavor HaMishni Sinai itself, the Rambam says, is based upon Mitzias. The Mitzias is that it's natural for a woman to have the ears down every 19th day. But it's not natural for a woman to have the ears down every 18th day, every 17th day, every 16th day, or 15th day, or every 8th day. So the male, that's the general pattern of normalcy for women in general. So there we say, if a woman will have the initial V on the first of the month, and then she'll have another V, and then she'll have a V, let's say, on the 27, so it's amazing that it's way sleep also. Since she doesn't have that at all, so she doesn't have her own individual pattern. So we have to apply to her the general pattern for all women. Why is that the general pattern for women in general? Because For women in general, it is normal to have a re-exam every 19 days. It's not normal to have a re-exam every 18 days. So male, vis-à-vis a woman who does not have a basic of what? So we follow down to the question of seminary. So the male is an answer with so many spirits, the monastery for us. Of the Rambam. Now, one, the more the flesh, the price is the more, that from the diamond base, Omar Abai, the Amin, or the Tani, the Mendoza, Kahn, the Mendoza, my Mendoza, and the Ruin Vizive, So why is it the F-share? Because the Yemenite did not begin, since the Kedim is on the daily, but the Rambam says we do begin, uninterruptedly. The answer is, this crisis is reference to a woman who has a Mesut Kavua. If a woman has a Mesut Kavua, so it is. So in other words, every year, because the Rambam himself says that she who has a Mesut starts a new cycle of Yemenite sin. So not only, so this is the point of the Chiddush, by Ramban, not only she lies, any period, any years down that conforms to the pattern of the Besset, starts in the head. Even though according to the uninterrupted tradition, it should be in the museum. But once a woman has a years down in accordance with the Besset, so then, commences in the day. For the same reason, in the day Shiva day. So it also commences. It starts feeling the day. So this crisis reference to a woman as a Besset Kavua. So there the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. When does Rambam say that it's under observation if she does not get it? Now, the other Gemara is now difficult either. The Gemara that one prays definitely discusses, explicitly discusses a woman who has a Besset Kavua. Who you give to see every 22nd day? So the middle way, in regard to such a woman, so it's a middle piece of Western Zionism, means the night. Then, but how about the Mishneh Erechim? The Mishneh Erechim, the Mishneh says, that they, so, Shavua Sodimechot, Oroa Soshneyom, so, Oroa Soshneyom, so in order to be sure, to be Kirila invested, to be built, within the Besset, so she must, so the next prayer must take place after the Holy Spirit, an interval of 17 clean days, and that's based upon the premise that once a woman becomes his other, so the commencement of the cycle of immunity is suspended, so Chavitah says something that is very reasonable, but there are certain difficulties in the Russian language. So Chavitah says that insofar as the halacha now, we saw there is a machlokes between Tesis and Rambam. On one hand, Shmuel says, on one hand, Shmuel says, Shmuel says, "Shady kibas the best of the sea is what? The one we call it is the Ramamma is the kibas, or must have to be on the moon." But then, so, but the Birkin said, "Isha kibas the best of the sea is the one." So Taisa said, "There's not working between Shmuel and the Birkin." The Ramam says, "No, there is no matter." But Shmuel has reference to remind us, and Shmuel has reference to remind Joshua, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Isha Kodash was a set of the Sikhim, so has reference to the Bosom, maybe a reminds us. So, in other words, so when Shmuel says that Isha Kodash was a set of the Sikhim, he was reference to the case where the women saw down, let's say, on the first of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, on the first of the year and the 15th of the year, on the first of Sivan and the 15th of Sivan. So it's a divine pursuit. So it's a little class. When Rabbi Yochanan says, he should come back to that Sivan Yisrael, he has left, the Ramban says, Rabbi Yochanan has left us in the case where she saw down on the first of Nisan, and on the first of the year, and on the 20th of the year, and on the first of Sivan. So the third Kriya was to be Sivan. The third Kriya on the first, on the Shchit, on the first of Sivan. So it was within without change, because in view of the fact that she had a Kriya down on the 20th of the year, she saw down on the first of Nisan, on the first of the year, on the 20th of the year, and on the first of Sivan. So the third Kriya was in minor, was in the main Sivan. So, in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ishkabat Yosef. Then the Rambam Shite. What is the Rambam Shite? The Rambam Shite, so the Chavuzah says, and it's Mashmah from the Rambam's Rosh, that way. There is no dispute between Shmuel's memory and Rabbi Yochanan's memory. But, when Shmuel says, a Yisho Kedas Lo Veset, Biseich Yimeizi Voso, he has reference to the Dalek Yehi that follow immediately upon the 7 days of actions. So she's not kibas. She's not kibas of actions. But, and when Rabbi Yochanan says that, and he shows kibas of actions in the Wasso, Rabbi Yochanan has reference to the uninterrupted Chemistry of the Yudala Kleim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of the Naruim days in accordance with the Amidah of the Chesh. Because even though the Shiva Sarambah means that as far as the Yudah and the Yudzimah are concerned, so it follows the cycle of the Yudah and the Yudzimah as such, follow an Amidah of the Chesh of 7-11, but this halach that any shock of bars that blessed the Sikh Shemini Divosa, that Shmuel said, that's not based upon the halach of Yisive or Yisive per se. That's based upon Yisive. Because the whole concept of blessed is based upon Yisive. In other words, because a woman has a certain tendency, or she cultivated a habit, of having the menstrual flow in accordance with a certain pattern, in accordance to a certain cycle. Now, so why do we say that a Veset Bisechi is also cannot be established? Because if 3 years or 4 years took place in the Yudala train that follow immediately upon actual years, so all these years are grounded in pathology, in an abnormal condition. So how can that be considered as a pattern when it's grounded in sickness? So how can you say this woman has to follow up this pattern and has to be separated from her husband? Because in all probability she will see down in accordance with that pattern. That pattern itself is grounded in sickness. Once she's cured of that condition, so then she's not going to follow up with that. So that's the reason why Shmuel says, "En Yisho Kibas Lo Veset Biseich Yimeizi Voso." It's not on the basis of the halacha of Yimeizire. Insofar as Zobek Tamen, Zobek Bira are concerned, that's based upon the Chalishay Yimeizire. So, according to the Rambam, it's an angle of the Chesh. Potete fare da un uomo che finisce che passa, pensa di servire, potete fare questa parte di fiesta. O parte fisiologico fenomeno. Il fisiologico fenomeno è tu. O come dalle piedi che fanno immediately actions. Nadie dalle piedi che fanno immediately upon the possible enemies. When actually she did not become me. So, Samuel, there is no spirit. Shmuel, when he says, in which you can pass the message, he means that you may see there the Ramban, that you got a king, that following you to your palm, the 7 days of action. And the Rabbi Yechaneh has reference to the Menzibe of the Ramban. In other words, of the Yudala king that followed me to your upon the 7 days that were homies. But actually, there was no news. So, as far as the physiological phenomenon is concerned, so she can give us in bed. Then she says, oh, so in Melee, he says, the whole Mishnah, the Christ and Mila, discusses the woman who comes to the Kohen, and she has the Shaiwe. I saw one because of this, and I want to be sure, when I'll be to do my best, that will have the real effect of the rest of the world. So the Kohen tells her, if there will be an intervening period of 17 clean days, and then you'll see, after an intervening period of 17 clean days, so we are sure that we can do our best. So in other words, the whole mission, the whole crisis has reference to a woman who has invested Kavua. So, as far as a woman, as far as Kriya's Vesek is concerned, that, so if the Rambam will agree in regard to Kriya's Vesek, the Rambam will also agree with the Rambam. The Rambam will only agree, the Rambam is Chelka the Rambam, in regard to the halachas of becoming his own targets, of his family or need. But in regard to Kriya's Vesek, the Rambam has the same sheet as the Rambam. That's why the Rambam is able to pass him. So actually, you see, what Chidesh, the Chachavida says in order to enter the spirit from the Mishnah in Erech. So as far as Mishnah, the place in Erech is concerned, he doesn't have to say that the Rambam's halacha applies only to a woman who does not invest to one. As far as the Kashi from the Gemara in Erech is concerned, we could say the Rambam Shikhe applies to all women, even a woman who has a vessel of what. But the Mishnah in Erechim and the Brahms in Erechim discusses Kriya's vessel, as far as Kriya's vessel is concerned. And that also means in Isha Kavas, the vessel is here in Zivoso. Very, Yemen Zivoso does not mean Yemen Zivoso. What is considered in Ziva regarding the coming is of the family regarding is of the daily. But regarding Kriya Sveze, so there you know the Bosa means the Yudala Kriya that follow the 7 days of Exodus. And that has been the only Sphira that the Rambam, so then the Chavidah student has to make say any other. But the other ones, the Bransu, the Tabayan Nations, and the Lord of Rakbope, the Nido Pisho, the Chavzayan Nino, so because of the Kashe presented by the other two Gimores, so the Hamidas imposes that limitation on Kamishinah. So, of course, he takes the Kashas from the Gemara, but there are certain difficulties.
Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Beis, July 21st, 1982.
Here is the ושתם בסת משני שניים ללמד יאים. וכל מי שיש לו בסת קבוע, בוא לאו שלוי ושעספס תוך כמו שלי יוצא. ואם יצריך עוד דיקה, ועד הרב, אין לו מיד דיקו את מיטש, אני נעת להגיד שזה רמה, שלא יהיה רמה מדיוכת, אם דעת שלי, שבקוס הכל את הרמבם, even though the Rambam doesn't say it's obligatory to make it dike kilitash. It's obligatory, even with Manase, for a woman to make Kibdiki Lacha Tashmish. But Kibdiki Tashmish is not obligatory, but there is in the Chassidus. מה שאין כן, according to all the other שאינים, not only is it a real sinus, it's not a proper thing, because שם הוא נראה ליבי ניקו. ואדר אבל, אין לו ליבי גדול כשמש, שהוא נראה ליבי ניקו, הוא פרס, אבל in other words, the husband will see that she keeps on making the ticket for kashmish, he'll become inhibited and he'll be finishing to her. Maybe she sees down and she doesn't tell him. I mean, it might be conducive to many problems. Aber kol amam ve lif bichol, if he's dash dash dish, but that don't wish anything. Suppose hours before kashmish, secretly, without the husband knowing, she makes it decay because she's extra cautious in case she sees down, so then she'll tell her husband. So then, Tomi Allah Abloch, as long as she does it under such circumstances, that the husband is not going to find out. But if she does it in a way that the husband might find out, so then it's an Issa, because it might be confused. The husband might be chishing her that she sees down and she doesn't tell it, so it might create problems. אבל כל המעבלים בשביל אישה תשמיץ, אמין שבחץ. ובשעס פסטו, צורף לפריס ממנו, אין אחץ. סודת סגימו אין שווס. וזלתם לזני ישראל. In the second period, אין שווס. אז זוגו, וזלתם לזני ישראל, that's in the power של נידי of זוגו. So וזלתם לזני ישראל, אז זוגו, לבני ישראל, שיפרסים סמוך לבסק. So what does it mean? Now, so there is a מחלקת השם. As to whether, now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, as to whether best is the Raisa or best is the Rabbanon. Now, what's the meaning whether we say best is the Raisa or best is the Rabbanon? According to Mandoma, best is the Raisa. So if a woman has a best for Gua to sit down on the 25th day, and suppose she, on the 25th day, she didn't make any decay, now it's the 28th day. So they're not allowed to be together. Even though she makes a dick on the 20th day and finds it clean, because according to Mandoma, best is the Raisa, we have to differentiate. Maybe on the 25th day she would have detected it. There was just a mild flow, so she was not aware of it. Had she made a dick on the 25th, she would have detected it. Now it's already too late. So in other words, she has to count if the 25th day has passed by. And she didn't make a decay, even though she's not aware of any agoshe. So with the Raisa, she's not allowed to be with the husband unless she counts 7 days as of the 25th day. So then Moshe, even if she did sit down, so she counted 7 days. She counted 7 days. That's according to Mandoma, best the Raisa. According to Mandoma, best the Rabono. So then, even if she didn't make it decay on the 25th day, so after the 25th day, she's allowed to be with the husband. So, we paschal ad mandoma, vest is the rabbi. So of course it goes without saying, then according to mandoma, vest is the raise. So just as we say vest is the raise in regard to being born, La'achalim is a veset. So is not allowed if we say Mr. Isaac. So certainly to be born of some of the vesto on the 25th day is certainly the right. The Bachlikis Rishayim is Alun Dilchus. Since we pass to the Mandoma vest is the Rabbah. So that means that vis-a-vis subsequent to the Ines HaVeset, so he's allowed to be boiled oil, even though she didn't make him decay in his adversary. So some of the shame say, so in the rice he's allowed to be boiled oil, some of the best oils. He's allowed to be boiled oil, some of the best oils also. And some of the shame say, what the Gemara says in Shavuos, as all of this is in the Yisrael, she gives you some of the best of Shana, it's out in the Yisrael, that's not smart, it's only in Yisrael Rabbanon, but with the Raisa it's Muta. And some of the Shana, from the Tamis, it's Rayosha, he is the one who says that even according to Mandoma, best is the Rabbanon, even according to Mandoma, best is the Rabbanon, still, so vis-a-vis, subsequent to the Vezlima Vezet, He's allowed to be born, even though she didn't make it, he can be a Beset. But vis-à-vis some of the rest, so that's what somebody writes. Why? If we don't say that Erev is manifold regarding Lachar Beset, so why should we say Erev is manifold Kedem Beset? Why should we also love Erev? So the Nibihude Simon Vol, he explains it on the basis of the principle in the Gemara, Shemo Meisloi Hashino, Shemo Yomulus Hashino. So here too, Shemo Pearson Nigo Loi Hashino, because she had a Hashokin Nigor. But, so Laha Adima Beset, so he's allowed to be born. And we do not have to be Hashish, maybe she was Pearson Nigo, and she wasn't aware of it. Because we are meeting her on the Cheska Zeynidu, that's all she has, a status quo of Tehero. So the question is, did that status quo of Tehero terminate, change? She is not aware of any change. So we rely on the Chazoke. But when he asks Tishaya whether he's allowed to be born or some of the best, so there it's not, Tishaya is not Shemo Pierce Nigo, Shemo Tifis Nigo. So Shemo Nomus Hashimon, so Shemo Tifis Nigo Hashimon. That's how the Hood explains. But the Hashim Chom explains it much better, the Hashim. He says, Eidachaname, we cannot rely on the Chazoke and Chazoke before. Because it's also Mishtabis, how the child can say, we rely on Chazoke. We know that this woman has a cycle, a regular cycle, that every 25th day she has a discharge of dam, she has a menstrual flow. So how can we rely on Chazoke? But the reason is why, vis-a-vis, some